Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Got a real packed show for you today, mostly about the arts, because we're going to start out in just a few minutes talking to Jim Natal. Jim is the publisher who produces the Literary Southwest series at Yavapai College. We'll be talking to him in just a few minutes about the Native American poet and award-winning poet coming to Yavapai College this weekend, who will also be doing, I believe, a book reading and signing, not only at Yavapai College, but perhaps at Peregrine Books, if I remember correctly. We'll talk about that very shortly. Also on today's show, we'll have a representative calling in from Mingus Mountain Academy for Girls. I believe they are doing some hiring, in fact. And one of the actors from the one-stage family theater production of Narnia. They'll also be staging auditions Sunday for West Side Story. The Narnia actress will be here to talk about their Saturday production. So, got a packed show coming for you today. Hey, this is Tuesday, of course. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkin 6 in Sedona. Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, Back to the Future at 7 o'clock tonight for only $5. And then tomorrow at the Prescott Elks Theater on the big screen, the 2001 edition of South Pacific, starring Glenn Close and Harry Connick Jr. Now, speaking of movies, if you're a fan of Dennis Prager, who airs every weekday here on KQ&A, don't miss his documentary with comic Adam Carolla as they tour the country talking about free speech. It's called No Safe Spaces, and if you're wanting to see it, you better act soon because it'll be gone after Thursday. So see it today, tomorrow, or Thursday. Speaking of that, the Harkins 14 is doing a real house cleaning this weekend. There's a lot of movies they're moving out to make room for the holiday favorites. They're going to get rid of 8 movies currently screening today. They'll be gone by the weekend. And the reason they're doing that is to make room for new releases Charlie's Angels, The Good Liar, and Ford v. Ferrari. So more about that coming up later in today's show. We've got Jim Natal calling in just a moment. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Grandpa Gettle here for Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. You know, I often find myself reminiscing back to when the kids were little and the fun they had playing make-believe. Well, it seems like only yesterday I overheard my grandsons, Ted and Adam, talking about wanting to be superheroes when they grew up.
I've got my sorcerer powers.
I got my web powers.
I want to fight bad guys.
I want to do good and save people.
The boys are grown men now, running Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Since 1926, the Gettle family has been innovating the way people heat and cool their homes and businesses. And since 1987, Gettle's High Desert Mechanical has established itself as the premier HVAC company in central and northern Arizona. It recently struck me. My grandsons did grow up to be superheroes after all, and I couldn't be prouder.
Call Gettle's at 772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC, inspired by you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, I think I recognize the ring of that telephone. That must be Jim Natal. How you doing, Jim? Jim? Jim Natal. Let me try this. Jim? Jim Natal. Hello, Literary Southwest Series. Jim will be calling back in just a moment, I am sure. We'll try that number again. Let's see. Okay, let's see if Jim can call back, because he's got a major writer coming in, a Native American poet coming in for the Literary Southwest Series at Yavapai College, and her name is Laylee Long Soldier. She holds a Bachelor in Fine Arts from the Institute of American Indian Arts and an MFA from Bard College, and her poems have appeared in Poetry Magazine, The New York Times, The American Poet, The American Reader, The Kenyon Review Online, and elsewhere, and she's won numerous awards for her poetry around the country. She will be appearing this Friday at 7 p.m. at the Yavapai College Library. That's building 19, room 147. That's the Susan N. Webb Community Room on Sheldon Street, the Yavapai College campus on Sheldon Street. And you can meet Jim and Laylee Long Soldier as part of the quarterly YC, that is, of course, Yavapai College Literary Southwest Series. And until Jim calls back, which we're waiting for any minute now, want to let you know that, you know, I wonder how many people, because, you know, yesterday, of course, was Veterans Day, and there were all sorts of tributes well-deserved to veterans in different kinds of media. And, you know, Parade Magazine did a pretty interesting story on how many celebrities actually served time in the military. I was really surprised to see how many there were. And also, on the topic of Veterans Day, it was a real surprise to see that with all of the publicity surrounding the release of a new movie, Dr. Sleep, Midway beat it at the box office. A real surprise there. Now we'll see if we can bring Jim in. Okay, do we have Jim Natal? Jim, are you there? Is this Jim? Okay, we're having some telephone difficulties here. Let's try this one again. Jim, do we have you there? Jim Natal. Okay, well, we're having some phone problems here. We'll have to work that out and see what we can do about that next time. But Jim's trying to call in. I know that. I see the phone lighting up. Let me try this here. Oop. Okay, Jim, can you hear me? Okay, we are having some technical issues there, and we hope that resolves itself quickly, because we have another call coming in about 15 minutes. Oh, there's Jim. Jim Natal, can you hear me? Okay, I can hear Jim. Let's see. Why am I not, why is he not hearing me, or I'm not hearing him? Let's see. Let's try this one more time. Jim Natal, are you there? Okay, for some reason, Jim's call is not coming in. Let's try one more way here. Jim Natal, it's a Literary Southwest Series. And I don't know why that is not going through. So we will have to work on that. In the meantime, we're going to take a commercial break here and try and bring Jim back into the story here. So we'll have more to talk about on today's Q&A. My other guest today, coming up later, will be one of the representatives from the Mingus Mountain Academy for Girls. And then we'll later on today, after the local and state news and weather, we'll have one of the actors from the one-stage family theater production of Narnia. They are also staging on Audition Sunday for West Side Story. We hope Jim can call back in the meantime. Stay tuned for that on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Toyotathon is on.
With the best APR, the best lease deals, and the best cashback incentives of the year.
Save thousands more when Finley Toyota
Jim,
Prescott pays
right
your
now.
City sales tax on any new Toyota. Trouble.
You keep all the rebates.
You keep your low finance rate.
Finley Toyota will pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
And make no payments for 90 days.
Select from over 200 new Toyotas.
Browse our full inventory at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys, we'll take care of your city sales tax.
And let you drive payment-free till February 2020.
You'll also get Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan with every new Toyota, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles.
Don't you wish everything was this easy?
Rush to Toyotathon, the absolute best time of the year to buy a new Toyota.
Finley Toyota Prescott and FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Now open Sunday.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and 495 doc fee.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed
Jim,
for business,
we're back
medical,
in 1 minute,
legal,
if you can hear me.
General office purpose.
Please stand
new
by.
New
lease
is available with
patients.
One additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible
okay,
for its content.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we're going to try once again to get through to Jim Natal. Jim, are you there? Jim, are you there? Jim Natal. Okay, we are having phone difficulties, obviously, and that's the second time it's happened with Jim, so we really apologize for that. And to our listeners who are expecting to hear about the Literary Southwest series, we'll try one more time. Jim, can you hear me? Are we there? Okay, and Jim is calling in from Los Angeles, so we really regret not being able to do that interview with Jim. But let you know once again, that is part of the Literary Southwest series, and it is a Native American poet, Lely Long Soldier, and she will be coming in to Yavapai College at 7 o'clock on Friday the 15th. That's part of the Literary Southwest series in coordination with Peregrine Book Company. Now, some of the reviews we have read about Lely Long Soldier, it is, let's see, from the Whereas Statements magazine, it says, whereas her birth signaled the responsibility as a mother to teach what it is like to be Lakota, therein the question, what did I know about being Lakota? Signaled panic, blood rush, my embarrassment. What did I know of our language but pieces? Would I teach her to be pieces? Now, keep in mind, this, of course, is a fragmented, deliberately fragmented prose. Until a friend comforted, don't worry, you and your daughter will learn together. Today she stood, sunlight on her shoulders, lean and straight, to share a song in her father's language. To sing, she motions simultaneously with her hands, and I watch her be in multiple musics. Very, very melodic kind of writing on from the hand of Lely Long Soldier, who will be at Yavapai College this Friday at 7 o'clock. And that, once again, will be in the Yavapai College Library. That's Building 19, Room 147, the Susan N. Webb Community Room. Want to let you know, I told you about the movies coming to town this weekend at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona, those being Charlie's Angels, The Good Liar, and Ford v. Ferrari. Eight movies are leaving after Thursday. So if you've been waiting to see Arctic Dogs or Countdown or The Current War, Black and Blue, The Addams Family, even Joker, No Safe Spaces, or The Lighthouse, they'll all be gone after Thursday. Let's try one more time with Jim here. Let's see. Jim Natal, are you there? Hello, Jim. Okay, once again, we have technical problems. We are going to have to take care of that. In the meantime, I want to let you know that my guest on tomorrow's show will be Katie Norris from Prescott Area Shelter Services, also the noted Arizona travel writer and author, Roger Naylor. He's got a brand new book out about Arizona state parks. He will be doing an appearance at Peregrine Books for a book signing and talk. That's part of tomorrow's show. And I mentioned Dennis Prager's documentary, No Safe Spaces, which will be at the Harkins today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Don't miss that, because he tours the country with conservative comic Adam Carolla talking about free speech issues. And that'll be showing today, tomorrow, and Thursday at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. And speaking of Prager, of course, you want to listen daily to KQ&A in the mornings and afternoons for our nationally syndicated talkers, including Brian Kilmeade from 7 to 10 a.m., Dennis Prager himself from 10 to 1, Sebastian Gorka from 1 to 2 and from 1 to 3 on Friday, Ben Shapiro from 3 to 4 and 7 to 9 p.m., Mark Levin from 5 to 7, Larry Elder from 9 to 12, George Newry from midnight to 4, and Hugh Hewitt from 4 to 7 a.m. If you ever want to see Hugh Hewitt, watch Meet the Press on Sunday mornings on NBC. Hugh appears about once a month on the panel on Meet the Press. Well, we're going to take a break here. I want to remind you in the meantime that we have NHL hockey on our airwaves for your drive home as the Coyotes visit the defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, with the puck dropping at 6 o'clock right here on KQ&A. Now, the Coyotes beat the Stanley Cup champion from 2 years ago, the Washington Capitals, on the road last night in a shootout, and they will have another tough game tonight against the Blues, so you can catch that live at 6 p.m. right here on KQ&A. We're going to take a break and come back with a check of local and state news and weather, and hopefully, if the call comes in correctly, we can get that corrected. We will talk to people from the Mingus Mountain Academy for Girls on today's Q&A. That's on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk.
Hi, this is
Are
DJ.
I
know I cannot hear you right now. I hope you can hear me.
The James Roush
if you can hear me, please stand by, because we are in a commercial break,
7 days a week,
and I'll be bringing you live on the air in about a minute and a half. I assume you're calling in from Mingus Mountain Academy. So if you can hear me, please stand by, and we'll bring in the broadcast in about a minute and a half.
LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Plus phone repair to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
asked him.
This is America, where football means football.
Oh, man.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Country Bank, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, Northern Arizona Air, Lucky's in Yavapai Casino, R.E.D. Plumbing, Primavera Online High School, UAC to me, and the Prescott Resort. The Cardinals visit the 49ers Sunday at 2 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulding, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
We're KQNA.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 12th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk.
Well, no.
Before the Dewey Humboldt Town Council takes a vote on a new town hall building, it will review the proposal at 6:30 tonight.
During a meeting in September, council directed staff to start the process of developing the property on Main Street as a town hall location and separating the project into two buildings. The Dewey Humboldt Town Council meeting will be held at Town Hall on Highway 69. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Mesa police are investigating a double shooting at a hotel that left one man dead and a woman with non-life-threatening injuries.
When they got there, they found a woman that shot in the lower extremities.
Officer Chris Adamchek says detectives are trying to find out why shots rang out at the Windmere Hotel around 3 o'clock Monday.
She led them to a hotel room where officers found a second shooting victim. A male subject. Within a few minutes, they confirmed that subject was deceased.
He adds detectives are trying to determine if the shooting victims were involved in a domestic dispute or if there is a shooting suspect on the loose. Sunny and mild with light breezes today through Thursday, cloudy Friday, with highs around 68 each day in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to near 39. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, more of the same, daily highs in the upper 70s, pre-dawn lows around 41. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Your valuables protected in a fireproof safe and money in your pocket. That's an unbeatable combination during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe. The lowest prices of the season on Liberty Safes now at Norm's. Liberty Safe starting as low as $5.99. It's a safe bet you'll save money during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe on Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. Hurry in for best selection. All safes on sale now at Norm's Lock and Safe.
Mingus Mountain Academy is hiring. If you want to start a career that will make a difference in the lives of young women, then Mingus Mountain Academy is the place to be. As a youth counselor, you will supervise students in their dorms and classrooms and participate in counseling on a daily basis. Mingus Mountain Academy offers highly competitive wages starting at $13.50 an hour, benefits, pay time off, and even a tuition loan program. Visit their job fair Thursday the 14th, noon to 7 at Hampton Inn in Prescott Valley. Check out the positive changes at mmaaz.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And because of a couple of switch problems here, we'll get those taken care of. We were unable to connect a few minutes ago with Mingus Mountain Academy. You just heard the ad from them, and they got some good things going on. Plus, they're hiring right now, too. So look up Mingus Mountain Academy if you're looking for a job, and they may be able to talk to you and start working real soon. You mentioned, you know, you heard me talk in movies before, and of course, I am the movie critic for this radio station group. So I'm keeping a real close pulse on all these awards going on, these obscure awards that tend to lead to Golden Globe and Oscar nominations. Now, Before we go any further with that, a Golden Globe nomination and a Golden Globe win means nothing in show business. However, it means a great deal in terms of national awareness because Dick Clark Productions puts on one heck of a TV show that millions and millions of people watch, and they kind of get their cues from, oh, I need to see this movie because it was nominated or won a Golden Globe. Well, that's okay because it just fattens the box office, and that's always good for the theaters. But when it comes to the big ones like the Oscar, keep in mind these awards have already been nominated and handed out. The Hollywood Film Awards, European Film Awards, British Independent Film Award nominations, the Cinema Eye Honors nominations, the New York Critics Awards, the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards, and the American Cinematheque Award. What those are worth in the whole picture, I have no idea. But it does mean they're getting a lot of publicity, you know, in the show business community. So, the Hollywood Reporter, which is the magazine about the industry published in Los Angeles, and they really keep a close ear to the ground on these things. They have published today what they consider to be the front runners for Oscar nominations and wins this year, and the Oscars will be in February. Keep in mind the nominations, or I should say the ballots, the voting ballots go out to Academy members, all 7,000 of them, in early January. So the sooner those movies screen in theaters before the ballots, the fresher they are in voters' minds. Keeping that in mind, the front runners for Best Picture, according to the Hollywood Reporter, would be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Quentin Tarantino film with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio and a wonderful Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate. Also, The Irishman. Now, that is one that is currently in theaters for only 3 weeks, and then it's going strictly to Netflix. That's the 3.5-hour movie about the labor mobs in the Northeast during the era of Jimmy Hoffa, directed by Martin Scorsese, with Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, Ray Romano. It's a dandy. I'm going to have to see it if it's still showing in Phoenix. I don't think it's coming here. Also, Parasite. Parasite is being talked about by a lot of people. It's a Korean movie with subtitles about a poor family that gets hired by a wealthy family, and let's just say it doesn't go well for either. Also, The Two Popes with Jonathan Pryce and Anthony Hopkins as Popes Benedict and Francis. Also, Marriage Story, a shattering movie starring Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver about a marriage in decline. Also, The Farewell, that was the movie, I believe, with Susan Sarandon, or was that the Chinese one with Awkwafina? Very similar themes, either way. Also, Jojo Rabbit. That's a real risky movie that's playing right now at the Harkins. Also, Bombshell. That's the one about Roger Ailes and the, Gretchen Carlson and, Megyn Kelly, portrayed respectively by Nicole Kidman and Charlize Theron. That'll be out sometime the next couple of weeks. Also, Little Women, the remake of the Louisa May Alcott movie. That'll be coming out shortly. And completing the front runners for Best Picture, Joker, which is down to its last 3 days at the Harkins 14 here in Prescott Valley. If you have not seen Joker and you can handle a very unpleasant, dark movie, but a riveting one, you ought to see it just to judge for yourself. Yeah, you may hate yourself and hate me for recommending it. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. But if you know that going in, that it's dark and depressing and extremely powerful, you might really enjoy it. I think Joaquin Phoenix, you can just hand him the Best Actor Oscar right now. The Hollywood Reporter also recommends as major threats to win a Best Actor or Best Movie, a Best Picture nomination, Just Mercy, Honey Boy with Shia LaBeouf, Rocket Man, the Elton John film that starred Taron Egerton. Also, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the Tom Hanks movie about Mr. Rogers and a very cynical journalist. Then there's Ford v. Ferrari, which opens, is that playing right now? Yeah, it's starting this weekend at the Harkins 14 with Matt Damon and Christian Bale. That's about Carroll Shelby versus Enzo, trying to knock Enzo Ferrari and the Italian racers out of the top spot. Also, Pain and Glory and Waves. And they even say as possibilities or long shots for a best picture, you could have Downton Abbey. That was very popular. Uncut Gems. That is an Adam Sandler drama about a hustling jewelry district salesman and a promoter in New York. Also, Judy, that was the Renee Zellweger movie about the late Judy Garland. The Peanut Butter Falcon, that starred the young man with Down syndrome with Shia LaBeouf. Also, Queen and Slim, that'll be opening in this area in a couple of weeks. And The Banker. And then completing that list of possibilities or long shots for a best picture, you have Hustlers. That was the Jennifer Lopez film about the dance club hustling the bankers from Wall Street when business turned bad. So that was kind of an interesting film. Also, Booksmart. That was with Beanie Feldstein about the high school girls who have been such good girls and great achievers, and they find out they have one night left before graduation to just indulge themselves, and that got a lot of good reviews. Also, Us, the terrifying film with Lupita Nyong'o, who may get a Best Actress nomination. She played two distinctly different characters in that one, and that was a very scary movie, a very freaky movie, too. Also, Toy Story 4. Boy, talk about a different style there from Us. Toy Story 4, of course, will be considered as a long shot for Best Picture, as well as A Hidden Life and the blockbuster film Avengers Endgame. And speaking of blockbusters, as dark as it is, has now made almost $900 million in box office worldwide. Imagine that. A film that dark. And remember all the stories about Joker coming out, how it was going to provoke people into doing crazy stuff? Well, it hasn't happened. And we can just keep knocking on wood and hope that it doesn't. But even though it's a very disturbing film, I think it was masterful and well worth your time if you can handle that kind of movie. I know a lot of people can't. Also, films coming out that may be considered Oscar material, 1917. Cats, despite a terrible trailer, Cats really got mocked on the internet. It stars, among other people, Rebel Wilson, Taylor Swift, and directed by Tom Holland, who also did Les Mis a few years ago. Dark Waters, that's the Mark Ruffalo film about the lawsuit against Dow Chemical, for poisoning the waters in a town many years ago, based on a true story. Knives Out, that's the one with Daniel Craig and an all-star cast about a wealthy family in which someone is killed, and it's got kind of an Agatha Christie comedic bent to it, so that'll be worth seeing. Also, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, that'll be opening here in a few weeks, and they'll probably have three or four theaters devoted just to that one here. And then the last one they consider a possible Oscar Best Picture contender coming up later this year, Richard Jewell. That is Clint Eastwood's very late entry. He didn't even submit this until early November, because it's the movie about Richard Jewell, who was that security guard at the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games, who reported a suspicious package in a park, Centennial Park in Atlanta. Well, he reported it. It looked suspicious. It was suspicious because it had a bomb, and the bomb blew up. And it killed someone. Another person died running away from the scene. And at first, the national media and the Atlanta police named Richard Jewell as a hero. And then the more they looked into it, they figured they had to pin this on him, that maybe it was all his doing. And they put him through some terrible things to try and match him to the suspect. Well, it just so happened that a man named Eric Rudolph ended up being captured and charged with the crime and admitting to it, as well as two other bombings. And Eric Rudolph went to prison for it, but Richard Jewell's life was absolutely ruined. and Richard Jewell, the real one, died at age 44. It'll be interesting to see how Clint Eastwood handles such a complicated and emotional topic. If you're looking for a best actor, I mentioned just a minute ago Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. To me, just hand it to him now. Also, Adam Driver for Marriage Story, Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes, and Robert De Niro for The Irishman. They also say major threats for best actor nominations for the Oscars could be Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name, Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory, Taron Egerton for Rocket Man. Boy, I can't believe I'm going to say these words. Adam Sandler as a possible Best Actor nominee, yes, for Uncut Gems, and Michael B. Jordan for Just Mercy. Some of the people on the outside considerations for Best Actor could be Christian Bale and Matt Damon for Ford v. Ferrari, Robert Pattinson for The Lighthouse. Boy, that was a weird film. Shia LaBeouf for The Peanut Butter Falcon. I have a tough time seeing a Shia LaBeouf movie because whatever is in my hands, I want to throw at the screen. And then Daniel Kaluuya for Queen and Slim. If Daniel Kaluuya's name doesn't sound familiar, think about the movie Get Out. He was the star of Get Out. He also had a major role as a thug in the outstanding movie Widows. Long shots for Best Actor might be Matthew Rhys, who portrays the cynical journalist pursuing Tom Hanks's Fred Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Also, Edward Norton, who I thought was brilliant in Motherless Brooklyn. Roman Griffin Davis, the little boy from Jojo Rabbit. Adam Driver for The Report. That's his second consideration for Best Actor. And Anthony Mackie for The Banker. Now, for Best Actress, they're talking Renee Zellweger for Judy, and she was amazing. Charlize Theron for Bombshell. She portrays Megyn Kelly. Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story. Awkwafina for The Farewell. That was the movie I was thinking of. The Farewell was the Chinese movie about the family who gets together to throw a big... Well, it's staged as a wedding party when in fact it's a going away party for the matriarch of the family who doesn't know she's terminally ill. Everybody else does, but she doesn't. That's The Farewell. Also, another nominee possible for Best Actress, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women. They also consider Cynthia Erivo from Harriet, Alfre Woodard from Clemency, Lupita Nyong'o from Us. That's my pick for Best Actress. Florence Pugh from Midsommar. Ooh, was that a weird movie. And Felicity Jones from The Aeronauts. Also, don't forget Elizabeth Moss for Her Smell. It's about a rocker. Jodie Turner-Smith for Queen and Slim, and Valerie Packner for A Hidden Life. So those are your potential Oscar nominees coming up for this season's big awards, which will be televised in February. Speaking of the Oscars, which of course is at the Dolby Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, just a few steps down from the Dolby, of course, is the former Grauman's Chinese Theater. Now it's called the TCL Chinese Theater. And that whole plaza there with the Wax Museum, with the Hard Rock Cafe, the Grauman's or TCL Chinese Theater, it's kind of a hangout for these young actors, some not so young, who dress up as superheroes, and they pose with tourists going by. And one of them who'd been there for 20-something years, I mentioned this on the show last week, his name was Christopher Dennis. Now, Christopher Dennis had portrayed Superman in that locale for 20-something years. He really lived the role. He loved being Superman. He posed for thousands of pictures, for tips, of course, with tourists. Well, it turned out this Superman, like the real Superman, George Reeves from TV and Christopher Reeve from the movies, had a very tragic end. George Reeves from TV, of course, died from either suicide or murder in his home just a few days before his wedding. Christopher Reeve, of course, fell off a horse and became a quadriplegic. And this Christopher Dennis, who portrayed Superman on Hollywood Boulevard, met an untimely end last week. It turns out he had an addiction. He had an addiction to crystal meth. He had been homeless, completely broke for quite a while, living on the street. And for the past year or so, Christopher Dennis and his lady friend, who has cerebral palsy, they were living in a tent in Van Nuys and taking the subway down to Hollywood and Highland every day so he could do his Superman thing and bring back some tips. Well, being homeless and living in a tent, this time of year, the nights get kind of chilly. So he had gone down to one of those clothing donation collection boxes, the great big metal thing with the doors you pull open and they slam shut. Very heavy metal doors. He was leaning into one, head first, to try and pull out a winter coat. And that's how police found his body. The man who portrayed Superman on Hollywood Boulevard was found dead in one of those collection donation boxes. What a tragic way to end it. Can you imagine that? They don't know if he suffocated, perhaps if he hit his head while trying to reach in there, maybe he hit something. They did know that he had a meth addiction, so there's no telling what went on inside. But what a tragic end for a man who made so many people happy on Hollywood Boulevard and who had appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live just across the street several times while portraying Superman and wearing that costume. So a real tragic end for a man who I posed with for a picture back in 2002. I called it my twin brother picture. But he was a very nice man, like a lot of those guys on who pose as superheroes. He was doing it for tips and also to further the superheroes they grew up with. And that's really sad. And you see all those tour buses going by and all the people taking pictures of those superheroes in front of the TCL Chinese Theater. It's quite a circus-like scene. So really sad to see that kind of ending. Well, we are hoping to see an actress from the one-stage family theater production of Narnia coming in any minute now. When we do, we'll come back and talk more on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC, inspired by you.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. KQ&A. Coyotes hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the St. Louis Blues Tuesday live at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden by 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Whether you're on the construction site or in the office managing properties, Lowe's saves pros of all trades on what you need to get the job done right. Like a Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $40 less, now just $249. And load up on appliance savings with up to 40% off select appliance special values. Plus, for one day only, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tool offer valid through 11/20. Appliance offer valid through 12/5. Credit offer valid 11/12. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And indeed, we do have the folks here from Narnia, from the One Stage Family Theater. We have Serenity Femister. Did I pronounce that correct? And Amy Peterson is also here from One Stage Family Theater. Serenity, you've got a busy weekend coming up because you're doing, is it two shows you're doing for Narnia?
Two shows on Saturday the 16th.
Mm-hmm. In fact, my sweetie will be there for the matinee. I believe it's at 2 o'clock, correct?
Yes.
And that's going to be where?
It's going to be at the Elks Theater down in Prescott.
What a wonderful place to stage a show. You guys have been doing a lot of shows there. You've got about 480 seats and great sight lines, good music, or good sound and everything there. Great place to have a show. So tell us, first of all, for those who have never seen Narnia, what it's all about.
It's Narnia is about these four kids who go through a wardrobe to a different land than their own time period, and they meet a ton of different people and creatures and woodland creatures, I guess. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge war, but I'm not going to give too much. So
nope, got to tease it a little bit, that's all.
Yeah. And then they have to try and fight off the evil, basically.
And tell us about your character.
I'm playing Susan Pevensey. Mm-hmm. She is one of the four children. She is about 12 to 13. She has three different siblings. She has Lucy. She has Edmund and Peter. Mm-hmm. And Peter is the oldest. Edmund is the youngest. And Lucy is the second youngest.
Had you read any of the Narnia books before auditioning?
Yes, I have.
I'm sure that's why you auditioned, because you knew the characters, didn't you?
Yes, and in my fifth grade class 3 years ago, I read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And now, this is a musical, correct?
Yes.
So are you going to be singing also?
Yes, I will be singing.
How tough is it? Take me back to the first time you sang in front of an audience.
How nervous were you? I was so nervous. That was in third grade.
Wow. Now, your mom, Amy, is here. Amy, what do you remember about that terrifying incident of your daughter singing in front of a crowd?
I was so proud of her.
Yeah.
She was amazing. She did, it was with her school, and she did Yes, Virginia, There's a Santa Claus, and she played Virginia. So it was a proud mom moment.
Oh, but you had to be terrified too, right?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, she's on the stage and she can work it out. You got to sit there and go,
my heart sank some. I was like, just don't pass out. Just be okay. Just get through your song. Like, the whole time.
And typical then, stage mom, just for that moment, right?
She makes me so proud.
And I'm sure of that. First of all, we want to say hello to Tammy Niekamp. Tammy is directing the show, right?
Yes, she is.
And also, Serenity, what other shows have you performed in?
With One Stage Family Theater, I've done about 8 different ones.
So you're a veteran, aren't you?
I've done Beauty and the Beast. I've done Annie, The Secret Garden. I was here for that with Shauna Lujan. Mm-hmm. Aladdin, the musical. Little Shop of Horrors, It's a Wonderful Life, The Wizard of Oz, and High School Musical, and now Narnia.
How funny you mentioned It's a Wonderful Life, because coming up Wednesday the 20th, my church is going to do an old-fashioned radio play version
of It's a
Wonderful Life.
That's what we did.
In fact, I will be the announcer for that. That'll be coming up a week from tomorrow at First Congregational Church. So in the course of doing Narnia, take me through the audition phase. Now, you obviously knew the material very, very well.
Yes.
So did you know going in which role you wanted to play?
I did. I had 3 roles that I really wanted to be. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to be Susan, which I got.
Sure.
I wanted to be Mr. Tumnus or Edmund Pevensey.
Mm-hmm. Because I've talked to some directors who say once in a while someone will come in dead set on getting a certain role, but the director after the audition will say, you know what? I don't think you're right for that role, or I have somebody else I'd rather have. However, I do have a role I think might be a great fit for you. Has that ever happened to you?
I feel like, yes, it has.
Mm-hmm.
For Aladdin, because I really wanted to be Princess Jasmine or the genie.
Oh,
and
sure.
I didn't get either one of those. I got one of Aladdin's best friends named Kasim, who was a really fun character to play, one of my favorites.
Well, to quote Mick Jagger, you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need, right, Amy?
That's right.
Now, Serenity, you've also got a very busy Sunday coming up, don't you?
Oh, yes,
Tell us about what you're auditioning for.
So on Sunday the 17th, I am going to be auditioning for West Side Story at Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio up at the Gateway Mall.
Hi, Lexi.
And it's going to be at 6 p.m. And then callbacks, if you get a callback, it's going to be on Monday, November 18th at 7:15.
Now, I had, when the Prescott Center for the Arts put on West Side Story about 3 years ago, I had the executive director, John Meyer, who also directed it, on this show. And I asked him, I said, John, if staging and directing a normal stage drama is a range of 1 to 10, what is West Side Story? He said about a 60. Because you've got not only great music, you've also got fight scenes to stage, stuff like this. That can be a real, real challenge, not only for the director, for all the actors too, right?
Yes, for
so
sure.
So which role do you have in mind, or roles, for West Side Story?
For West Side Story, I would mainly like to be in the ensemble, because I feel like there's a ton of singing and dancing, and I'm just really into singing and dancing because I take dance classes at Lessons by Lexi.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Well, that's cool. You know, have you ever seen the movie West Side Story?
I have not.
No kidding.
But some of my teachers have told me really good things about the movies. Some of them really like it and really enjoy it, but some of them not so much.
You know, one of the peculiarities of the movie is that Natalie Wood, who became a superstar because of that movie, Natalie Wood was of Russian descent, portraying a Puerto Rican girl in New York.
Interesting.
So how's that for a mix of backgrounds? So the dates for Narnia, you have it coming up at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock this Saturday, right?
Yes, I do.
Tickets are only $20 and $15. You can go get your tickets at the Elks Theater Performing Arts Center, or go to onestagefamilytheater.com. That's with Narnia, the musical, and with the music by Thomas Tierney, lyrics by Ted Drachman. That is a wonderful show. And then, of course, the auditions will be Sunday, and that's at Lessons by Lexi, right?
Correct.
And that'll be for West Side Story. And do you know yet when that's going to stage? Well, that'll be in February, February 21st and 22nd, with rehearsals starting the first week in December. Boy, you are going to be busy, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
The busy kid.
Yeah.
Very busy.
Tell us about your school life.
So my school life is pretty great.
Uh-huh.
I have my small little group of friends that I like to hang out with. I don't like hanging out in the big crowd, because there tends to be more drama in the big crowds than the smaller crowds.
Mm-hmm. And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Franklin Phonetic in Prescott Valley by Big Five
the
and Circle K.
The red building.
Yes.
The
red
instruments at Franklin Phonetic, too.
Yes, I do.
And those are what?
I play the piccolo, being the smallest instrument I play, flute being the second smallest, trombone being the second largest, and I play the tuba as the largest.
Obviously, she's a wind instruments person. Where'd that come from? Did you grow up listening to that kind of music or what?
Not really. I really didn't. My brother, he joined band when he was in fourth grade, because that's where you have to be to start band.
Sure.
And I was like, I want to be just like my brother. And so I wanted to do band, and I wanted to play the flute, so I started off there.
How wonderful. That is Serenity Femister and her mom, Amy Peterson. Don't forget Narnia, the One Stage Family Theater. Hi, Tammy. That is going to be this Saturday at 2 o'clock. 16th Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the Prescott Elks Theater. And then the very next day at Lessons by Lexi. Hi, Lexi. Auditions for West Side Story. Amy Peterson, Serenity Femister, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Knock them dead and break a leg, right?
Thank you.
There you go. Have a great time. Stay tuned. I got tomorrow's Q&A guest coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM.
You've been listening to Q&A on
KQNA.
Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
By golly, I'm enjoying talking to Serenity and Amy so much, I brought the show back. Isn't that amazing? Serenity, let me ask you this. Is there any musical or drama, stage drama, that you really have your sights on, you wish would come to town because you've been dying to do that show?
I have been dying to do Wicked the Musical. I'm such a theater nerd. I've also been really wanting to do Legally Blonde, because I feel like that'd be a very fun production to do with One Stage Family Theater or any other company.
Speaking of Wicked, do you know who Adam Lambert is?
No, I do not.
Adam Lambert, he won American Idol about 9 or 10 years ago. He's now touring as a lead singer for Queen. But Adam Lambert, he didn't win American Idol, came in second. But he was the big draw for American Idol that year. And there was a lot of controversy about it because before going to American Idol, which is supposed to be amateurs, he had toured for a summer with Wicked.
That's amazing.
He was part of the tour. He's a tremendous talent, though. So, and what was the last show you were going to talk about you wanted to be a part of?
I wanted to be a part of, I can't remember the name of it. I just had it in my head.
See, I distracted
Anastasia.
Anastasia, how cool. I have to ask Mom, Amy, were you involved in theater when you were younger?
I was. In high school, I was in theater.
That's where the bug was planted. What kind of shows were you involved in?
Oh, we did 42nd Street, The Man Who Came to Dinner, Grease. My freshman year, I was stage manager for Grease because I was too scared to audition.
You weren't the first.
Yeah, we did all sorts of musical numbers and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it just kind of stuck with someone.
Well, that leaf didn't fall far from the tree, did it?
I love it. I love that she loves it.
Yeah, and I bet you two work together on rehearsals and musical numbers and things like that, don't you?
Yeah, I help her with her lines.
You know what's funny, Serenity, is when I first started looking into showbiz stuff when I lived in Los Angeles, an actor who I lived with gave me the best advice ever. He said, you want to be an actor, keep in mind these rules. Know your lines. Don't trip over the furniture, don't chew the scenery, and listen to your director, right?
Yes, listen to your director.
All still true. Right, Tammy? Hello.
That's right.
Well, now we are going to close out the show. Thanks again to Serenity Femister and Amy Peterson. Looking forward to Narnia, Saturday, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the Prescott Elks Theater.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you bet. And on tomorrow's show, we will have Katie Norris from PASS and the noted Arizona travel writer and author, Roger Naylor. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2 o'clock when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.